But you know, as a kid, I knew this was a very special place, and I felt really privileged to live on the water. Even though I didn't have that neighborhood, I had the Santa Rosa Sound, and you know, of course, then I didn't know that this would be the beginning of this book. But once I started writing the book, I kept going back to my childhood there on Santa Rosa Sound. But then later we moved to another house on Chacachi Bay. And again, I spent all my time on the water. And it obviously made an impression on me. Even though I'm writing this book landlocked in Gainesville, Florida, I could reflect back on my childhood and particularly living on Santa Rosa Sound and, reach back to this sense of place. And most of the big national book awards, like the National Book Award, the National Book Critics Circle Award, and the Kirkus Award, the finalists are announced, you know, weeks in advance of the winners. The Pulitzer doesn't do it that way. They keep everything top secret until the day that they announce the winners. So nobody knows really who's in the running leading up to the announcement. And I wasn't even aware that the announcement was being made Monday. I wasn't even thinking about the Pulitzer Prize. I wasn't even thinking about the book winning the Pulitzer Prize. And so it's the farthest thing from my mind. And so so Monday afternoon, and there are people who were set by the TV or the radio waiting for that, constantly Google waiting for the announcement. But so anyway, I'm in my office on campus, and I'm in the middle of a meeting with a graduate student, and my office phone and my cell phone keep ringing, and my text is pinging, and I'm not checking the text because I'm in this meeting, and it doesn't stop, and so I'm getting a little annoyed, and so I said to the graduate student, I better check my messages in case there's some sort of emergency. And so I grabbed my phone, and I see a text, I think it was from my editor. It said, congratulations, you won the Pulitzer Prize.
All right, I appreciate that.
And I knew it wasn't bogus because the phone had been ringing off the hook. But I was literally rendered speechless. This never happened to me before. I couldn't say anything. I couldn't explain to the graduate student what was going on. So I just took my phone and pushed it across the desk to him so he could read the text. And then I immediately called my editor and said, is it true? Is it true? So once I found out it was true, I had to kick the graduate student out of the office because the media was calling. And, you know, I had to respond to phone calls from them. But in any case, so that's how I discovered it and got the news.